Motorhomes and horse trucks are being forced off the road under rule changes brought in by the Transport Agency. Owners say it's surprising, devastating and absurd and costing them tens of thousands of dollars. One manufacturer says thousands of vehicles will be affected. Phil Pennington reports.
The cab of any heavy vehicle modified since 2005 to include either a crawl through or walk through into the back is suddenly no longer legal. Carmen Douglas of Mount Eden should be getting her two horses ready for the jumping and show season fast approaching, but her truck is now out of action.
My truck is in like a certification vortex, I call it, because it's sitting in a workshop or in a yard out in Wirree, and there's nothing much happening with it. I've had friends who've brought these imports into the country from the get-go, and it's taken them 6 months to get them certified, so I'm just absolutely freaking out as to what this, how long this is going to take and how much it's going to cost, and just, yeah, just a real black tunnel of despair, if you like.
Like Douglas, others also have horse trucks which can cost up to $500,000 sitting laid up. Many are UK imports modified here according to the manufacturer's specifications. And it's not just horse trucks. Kapiti retiree Lex Ward fears the same thing happening to his motorhome.
It's crazy. I don't want to be caught up in it. You know, we've got a lot of money. I've got over, well, close on $200,000 worth of dosh tied up in this vehicle, and I want to be able to use it, not to have it stuck in my drive because I can't use it. Thank you very much.
Canterbury dairy farmer Amanda Ferguson is already caught up in it. She's having to look at buying a horse float for $20,000 to get her nine horses around.
When I've got a perfectly good truck sitting in the shed.
Inspectors at VTNZ gave Ferguson the numbers for three heavy vehicle engineers to ring to see if they'd be able to check out her horse truck.
The one guy just laughed and said, "No one in New Zealand will help you." And so you can imagine how distressing that is.
Heavy vehicle engineers are reluctant to get involved in a messy situation. One who is, Yusuf Abraham, now has a backlog of 13 horse trucks to look at. He's written a report calling the technical bulletin behind the rule change illegal. Amanda Ferguson says the law is unclear.
I can't understand. This truck was obviously certified when it came into New Zealand. It was obviously deemed as safe. I've had it for over 10 years, and all of a sudden they're telling me my truck's not safe. So I don't... That worries me, because have I been driving around, you know, should I have bought this truck in the first place?
The Motor Caravan Association knows of 17 motorhomes knocked back and expects many more to be rejected as they come up for their 6 monthly certificate of fitness check. One owner who declined to be named says the local builder he's using won't do the cutout anymore. Vicky Hay breeds stallions at Tokoroa. The sale of her horse truck was lined up for $400,000 but was derailed for months. And she's furious with the Transport Agency.
This is absolutely absurd. I wrote and said, look, your dysfunctional outfit organisation has cost us $20,000 plus 6 months of stress and ruined business opportunities. I didn't get a reply. A month went by, no reply.
She's bought a new truck without a cutout, even though she wants one, and it could cut the resale value. Horse truck importers are putting a hold on getting cutouts done in the UK and Europe. An advisor to the Motor Caravan Association, Peter Thompson, urges a U-turn.
None of this is based on accident statistics or anything like that. It's based on the fact somebody's been given the job of updating a manual. It has to be rectified very, very promptly, or there's going to be, you know, mass protest.
In Hamilton, horse truck manufacturer The Wade Group says scores of its clients are facing this problem, and it expects ultimately thousands of vehicles nationwide will get caught out.